Well, here I am again, doing this a little later than I wanted to, but this is, I want to talk about CoreCon number 9. It was up in Fargo, North Dakota. I had some friends tell me about it. First convention I've been to where I was a vendor. Been to a couple Comic Cons in Minneapolis, and I liked them. I love these Comic Con type things. And CoreCon is a great opportunity to get my work out there, and yeah, it was a great experience. So it's a 4-day event. We got our booth area. We ended up bringing our own table because the area is about 10 by 4 foot, 10 by 5 foot, or something like that, and we brought our own shelving units, which we wanted people to kind of look, be able to walk into our area and look at, like our own little store kind of thing. So we brought a smaller table that we borrowed from some friends. You can check out pictures of our booth and the merchandise that we were selling for Big Kids Carnival. It's at bigkidscarnival.weebly.com, as of this broadcast anyways. That's what the website is. Big Kids Carnival, you can find all our stuff on Etsy as well. There's a Big Kids Carnival Etsy store. But back to CoreCon. CoreCon was a fun experience. And I've never been to CoreCon before. I've never actually, yeah, I never got a chance to scope it out and check it out. But we went for it because it was affordable for us to try it as our first test run as vendors. This year we did vendors. I'm pretty sure I signed up as a vendor, not as artist for Artist Alley, and I'm gonna make that correction in the future. Everything I make is toy art and handmade stuff, and I think I just got a little confused when I was filling out the forms, but that was my bad. But CoreCon, it was pretty cool. So what CoreCon is if it's like Comic-Con or a comic book convention, kind of, except it's not that heavy in comic books and more in gaming. They this year what they did is they rented a hotel. Let's see if I can find, I don't remember what the name of the hotel was, but they rented a hotel, and what they did was they had great big rooms that were rented out, and then they also, I mean, convention type of rooms, meeting rooms. For one was for the vendors and artists and so on. They had some rooms that were just for film fests. The theme this year was monsters versus robots, so they had a lot of monster movies and robot movies. I didn't get a chance to go see any, but then again, the ones I wanted to see I own, so I didn't really have to go see them. They have There was, see if I remember correctly, there was one huge room that was full of tables, and people just played board games all day and all night. This was a thing where, like, when the market closed, which was where the vendors and artists were, CoreCon still went on. We had, market would be open. There's a couple days where it was 9 hours and then 8 hours, but CoreCon was open, was going on before that. CoreCon was going on after that. I mean, it was going on to the wee hours. They had a couple good size rooms that were set aside just for, they had TVs, tables set up with TVs and all kinds of video game consoles like Super Nintendo, Sega. It was pretty awesome. They had Wiis, they had all kinds of consoles hooked up, so that anybody could just go in, pick it up, play it. It was cool. And like I said, the one big room, it was just people bringing in their own board games or checking out board games that other people donated for the library, their game library, and just people playing board games. We had a couple friends that played I don't remember what it was called, but it was a zombie board game for about 6 hours. And it was a blast. Everybody seemed like they were having a good time. It's one of the conventions where people do dress up in costumes. I had never seen furries. I've always wanted to see somebody in the furry costumes, and there was a good parade of furries around, and they were really cool costumes. There's a picture of me with a Hagrid. I'm 6 foot tall, and this guy makes me look like a child, which is appropriate considering I'm dressed in my big kid outfit. You can see that also if you check out the traveling schedule on bigkidscarnival.weebly.com. There's a photo gallery there of the booth, and then I only got the one cosplayer. I got to find the other photos. We took a couple other. We didn't take as many as we liked, or I would have liked to take. But like I said, I was taking in a lot of things. So next year, I'll probably walk around and actually take pictures. Or more pictures, that's to say. Let's see. There's a lot of suites that were rented out in rooms by the pool area of this hotel, and they were all set off or set aside for specific kind of themes, and a lot of them were kind of like bars where you could go in and get drinks. Now, they couldn't legally sell alcohol, so there was always they were basically giving it out for free, or they were giving it out for free. There were suggested donations. You're supposed to make donations, but what was kind of sweet is nobody like twisted your arm about it. So you can walk around and get some free drinks. I only got about two or three myself, just to try out some new things and whatnot, because I was following around some friends that were showing me like the ropes of Corcon. There was one room, I gotta say it was probably my favorite, and it was the Hogwarts room, and it had this nice size suite, and it was attached to another room, so they just took two rooms essentially for this, and they covered the walls in this brick kind of wallpaper, cheap kind of wall. I'm assuming it was like a Halloween kind of thing, but I mean, they went all out. They decorated these rooms so it felt like you were in Hogwarts, and it was pretty cool. As soon as you walk in the door, you got these ladies that jump on you, and they go, "All right, you gotta get sorted. You haven't been sorted yet." So they'd hold a little plastic cauldron bucket. You'd have to stick your hand in and figure out which house you got sorted into. I got Slytherin, which we all thought was funny. My friends and I thought were funny because we just had a conversation a little before that about what house I would belong to. And we all thought Slytherin. And then they had to draw out another bucket. They go, "All right, well, let's figure out what your Patronus is, so you know how to protect yourself, or what you're gonna use to protect yourself." And different people would draw out different animals and stuff. And I was pretty happy. I was really happy with what I got. I got a Tyrannosaurus Rex as my Patronus. So they give you a little sticker and they give you a little badge, and you can attach that to your Corcon badge that you wear on your neck on a lanyard. And so I did that, and I wore that for the rest of the weekend, because I think we did that Friday night, if I remember. Yeah, we did that Friday night, and that was a lot of fun. They even had a little area where you could play a quiz game. It was like a Hog or Harry Potter quiz, and if you answered right, you could get one of their little wands that they made. So that was cool. Just about everybody in my group, got to do that. One buddy of mine didn't, but I had made wands this year to try them out, and I let him have one of mine, let him choose one of mine that were left over the con. So, but overall, I'm gonna say that CorCon was a great experience. It was a good learning experience, and I met the goals that I wanted to, which was, aside from going and just seeing how it would feel and how it would be to sell or display my stuff, and also getting my name out there. It's very important to do things like this if you're an artist, to get your name out there. And I definitely did. A lot of people picking up cards, a lot of people really interested in my stuff and wanting to check it out online. And we actually did sell enough of my merch or art, whatever you want to call it, to cover the cost of the booth for the 4 days. And we were able to cover the cost of gas that it took us to travel from Aberdeen, South Dakota to Fargo, North Dakota. And we even had a little extra bit of money that we were able to buy a couple, or well, yeah, a few keepsakes for ourselves to take back from the con. So it was a great experience. I had my co-owner of Big Kids Carnival and confidant Gianna Jurdy was there helping me run the booth, and that was really nice because we could give each other breaks, run the booth, and then the other person go walk around for a little bit and check things out. So all in all, great experience. I got to figure out what sells the best and what to put in front of people, and yeah, we had a blast. It was a really good first experience, so I'm looking forward to the next one for sure. And that's everything for today. Thank you for listening.